Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris down at Wombat Hill, Berry, up on, well, not down at, up at Wombat Hill on Berry Mountain. Some people talk to me about the concept of self-worth, and you can't have more in your life than you feel worthy of. There's no way. And so sometimes you achieve success in your business, you achieve success at home, you achieve success in your health, you achieve success in your financials, you see, achieve success in your mental, and suddenly you suddenly go, I don't know if I really want any more. I can't work out what I would do. And that's the fact of the matter is your self-worth has plateaued, and your feelings of worth marry neatly with your experience of life. And then your self-worth is satisfied. This is a hard time in a person's life when their self-worth limits their actual worth. And then they start to do all sorts of silly things to try and fill the time. They might go and do a triathlon, or they might go and do start a new job, or they might go and do, I don't know, go to the gym and make their body look good. Let's talk for a minute here about self-worth. To have self-worth, you have to have self-respect. To have self-respect, you have to do things that make you respect yourself. So it's very easy to fall into the trap of doing things that others will respect you for. I'll give you a good example. If you asked me tomorrow to climb Mount Everest, and I did, and I stuck a pole in the top of Mount Everest and came back from that, I would have made you happy. I would have earned your respect. I would have earned accolade. I could say to everybody I meet, I'm an Everest summiter. The question is, would I respect the fact that I did it? And the answer is cata-frickin-gorically not. I have no interest whatsoever. I don't give myself reward or accolade for having climbed anything. I tried it. It doesn't work. I don't like it. Today I went for a bike ride with Jess, and we were going to do a 60-kilometer gravel bike ride. And after doing 1,200 meters of climbing, we decided that the trip back would be really hard, and we turned around and went back and we didn't finish. I have no sense of self-respect for going the distance on a bike. I really don't give a shit. And so the thing would be, I would be earning someone else's respect for having achieved the end result that I planned on the map. And instead of saying, I don't give a shit, I'm going to turn around and go back. Let's go back. So we get very much caught up in earning self-respect through other people's respect. And this becomes a problem, because if we're doing things in our life that earn other people's respect but actually don't earn our own respect, our self-worth is going down while we do good things. For me, if I'm not doing things that earn my own respect, I start doing things to fill up the vacuum. So, as another example, I earn my own respect by helping people, by coaching people. That builds my self. I respect that I do it. I earn my own respect by writing books about stuff that people don't know, which means relieving pain or helping people not get hurt. Therefore, when I do a podcast or a blog or anything, or a coaching session or a keynote, I'm not asking for the audience or the individual to respect what I'm doing. I'm doing it because it gives me self-worth. It gives me self-respect. But if I don't do those things, if I suddenly find myself not doing the things that I respect for myself, I start hunting for approval. I start asking people to give me